No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Yoel Abulov, a.k.a. at Onkyobo on Twitter or X. And we are here with episode 3 of our show. Today, we have Tuesday Wagering with Yoel, in which I have two Champions League second leg plays, as well as the start of our NBA play-in slate. I want to start out by giving a quick apology, as I was originally scheduled to drop this episode on Friday to get us all set for the weekend slate. However, I had to delay it due to a filling surgery that left me unable to speak and operate properly. So even though I delivered the plays over the weekend and we did have some success in helping us finish in our third consecutive positive week, I was unable to get going on the podcast front and talk about them. So I truly do apologize for that delay, but we do have everything under control and we are back in action with a full rhythm. With that said, like I've mentioned, we're back today with a loaded Tuesday slate featuring two Champions League second leg matchups, as well as the NBA play-in action. And we'll also highlight a few matchups I'm eyeing for the Wednesday board, as our next episode will be on Thursday, recapping how these past 2 days went, as well as delivering action for that Thursday slate. Before we dive into today's plays, I want to give a quick note on Monday's results. We had 3 plays on the board with no free play, as again, we only had 3 plays, and finished with a 1-2 day for a minus 2.13 unit overall effort. So definitely not the strong start that we would have ideally wanted for the week. For example, last week we had a 4-0 start on Monday, which truly set us up well for the week. However, we'll be trying to make it back on today and tomorrow's slate with that poor effort on Monday. Just a quick recap, I had Napoli first half money line, which was the only play that cashed. And then I had an Atletico Madrid and Valladolid, both teams to not score, which I'll be honest, I was very scared of the strong plus odds given for both teams to score, even though I did not have the full trust in Atletico's defense, as they have indeed conceded against these lower tier teams. So that was definitely a tough read on my end, not the best. However, with the Bournemouth and Fulham game, I had a both teams to score as well as an over 2.5 total goals. Both teams generated a lot of offense. They had expected goals of above 1 for both of them. However, the match ended in a 1-0 victory to Bournemouth, which was quite disappointing from a both teams to score and over 2.5 goals perspective, as both of those bets would tell you that I was expecting a goal-filled affair, and for it to end 1-0 was quite unfortunate. But those are the results from Monday, and just like we would have done with a full sweep, we move on and we try and make it back with our efforts today. On that note, right before we jump into the plays today, I also want to give a quick wrap-up on how our previous week went. We finished the week 13-9 in NBA and 18-14 in soccer for a weekly profit of plus 1.75 units. It's definitely, compared to when you look at the whole week, it's not our strongest effort for sure. But that definitely brings us to three straight winning weeks, and we'll look to keep things going as we kind of find ourselves in a very good run over here. And so with that being said, let's break down the plays for today. We're kicking things off with the Borussia Dortmund-Barcelona game. So we will be in Germany with Dortmund hosting Barcelona. And in this match, I'm going to be backing Barcelona to win. So Barcelona money line at minus 105 odds on Fanatics. When I was checking these odds last night, it was at minus 120. And when I did do a double check this morning, it fell down to minus 105. So that is somewhat suggesting that that Vegas is not really thinking that Barcelona is going to be approaching this side with seriousness. And I do think that would lead to the downfall of Barcelona in this match. I would have ideally wanted to lean towards the both teams to score or the over 2.5 total goals bets. However, there aren't any good odds available on those markets, unfortunately. But given that Barcelona is coming into this match with a 4-0 lead from the first match, I kind of find it hard to imagine Dortmund mounting any sort of a comeback, especially with their morale low. Barcelona has Rafinha, Lamine Yamal, and Lewandowski, who are all in top form. They are not shy from goal-scoring ways. And like I've said, if they approach this match with the same intensity and seriousness that they showed in the first match and don't take Dortmund to be that weak opponent that they might have thought of them in that first leg, I do think that Barcelona cruises to an easy victory here, and we have some great odds to back them up in this bet. So that is what I'll be leaning towards. I also want to mention that in this match, I am very much loving the Sedu Gurasi anytime at plus 165. Like I said, while I do still think that Barcelona is going to be winning this game, Dortmund had shown that they can get into goal scoring positions and they will be playing this match at home. So with all of those factors in play, Gurasi is their top goal scorer, their best goal scoring threat. He should have scored some goals in the first match, which would have helped us in our both teams to score. That did not cash from the previous week. But I do think that if Dortmund is to get on the board here, and I do think that they will, Gurasi will score. Moving up, we head to France we go to London. So we go to Aston Villa taking on Paris Saint-Germain. I'm liking both teams to score and over 2.5 total goals at minus 135 odds from DraftKings. I'm playing both of these as a parlay option, a game parlay. And I like it because Paris Saint-Germain dominated the first leg 3-1 and have looked like one of the most consistent sides in the competition so far. They are definitely one of my bets to go to the final and to even potentially win it this time, as they boast a very, very strong squad. With that being said, however, Aston Villa approached the first game pretty scared. I did not think that they fielded their strongest lineup. They tried to contain PSG's attacks and they did not really push forward, even though they found the goal. They were the team to score the first goal, actually. And with all of these factors being considered, I do think that Aston Villa is a much stronger side when they play at home. This is the first time they're playing in the Champions League and they're playing in front of their home fans against Paris Saint-Germain in a very high-stakes match. So I do think that they'll be pushing more of the pace this time. They will definitely try and get on the scoreboard, which will hopefully help us in cashing this both teams to score and over 2.5 total goals bet. PSG took 29 shots in the previous game. They only scored 3 goals, and all 3 of those goals were, quite frankly, worldies. So with that being said, I don't think that luck will carry Aston Villa into this game. And, PSG will definitely keep pushing forward. But this time, they might find more goals through some of the, I guess not the world, the attempts that they will put forward. And with that being said, I do think that this one will shape for a goal-filled affair. So those are the two Champions League plays we have on the soccer side of the slate today. And moving on, we have the NBA play-in action beginning. We finished off last week and the weekend off with a lot of games, both on Friday and on Sunday, with almost all of the teams, you know, taking on each other in the final week of the regular season. But now we can turn our attention into the NBA playoffs, which is a very electric time. First game we have on the board is Atlanta Hawks taking on the Orlando Magic in Orlando. And with this, I'm backing the Hawks at plus 5.5 with minus 110 odds on Fanatics. These teams met four times in the regular season and split 2-2, with only one game being decided by more than 7 points. Even in their last meeting on the last day of the regular season with almost all starters from...
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Both sides resting. The Hawks still rolled by the Magic with a 12-point deficit. Even though Orlando is the home favorite here and they do boast a very good defense, they've been quite reliant on only two of their star players, Franz Wagner and Paolo Banchero. And even though those two players are very well suited to score more than half of their team's points, they've kind of struggled to generate a strong offense on the season. Meanwhile, the Hawks, they're a young team. They boast Trae Young, as well as, you know, the great barrier thief, Dyson Daniels, Onyeka Okongwu, as well as the 2024 NBA draft first overall pick, Zachary Risache. And while I do think that they will dearly miss Jalen Johnson throughout this series, as well as in the playoffs if they further advance, I do think that the Hawks have a little bit more talent available on the court, and I do think that they're a little bit better than the Orlando Magic as things stand. So I'll definitely take them as underdogs in this match. And while I was checking, the line had not moved from last night to this morning, so I do still very much like the Hawks at plus 5.5 underdogs. To close out the day, I've got Grizzlies as underdogs as well. Interestingly, I'm taking both of the underdogs in the NBA play-in matches tonight. And the Grizzlies are underdogs at plus 7. And again, minus 110 odds in Fanatics. Golden State is 0-3 in play-in games historically. And while they're favored at home, rightfully, as they've kind of shown that they're the strongest team, I do not believe that at this number, they're the safest bet. I do think that the Grizzlies are a strong team with Ja Morant and Desmond Bane, and they do have the height advantage in the post through Zach Edey and Jaren Jackson Jr. They are also more rested. Golden State Warriors ended up going to an overtime on Sunday, and there was some injury concerns with Stephen Curry and Jimmy Butler. And while I do think that both of those players will suit up for tonight and play their strongest, at an underdog number of +7, I like the Grizzlies to be able to cover this and stay within the number. Even though I do think that Golden State might sneak out the win, I think that the Grizzlies will still be able to cover this number. So before we wrap up today's episode, I also want to give a little bit of insight as to what I'm eyeing for Wednesday. On Wednesday, we'll have another two Champions League game slates in which Inter will take on Bayern Munich and Real Madrid will take on Arsenal in that Fury rematch. We also have a delayed Premier League game between Newcastle and Crystal Palace, as Newcastle was playing in the Carabao Cup final. So that matchup will be postponed and played tomorrow. With all of these games, today, while I haven't, you know, necessarily looked at them in depth for tomorrow's slate, at a first glance, I'm loving the both teams to score in Inter versus Bayern Munich at -170. Both of these teams showed in the previous leg that they can indeed score against each other, as that game ended 2-1. And also in their own domestic matches over the weekend, both of these teams have both conceded and have scored goals. So they're coming off a match in which both teams to score occurred between each other as well as in their domestic leagues. So with all of these factors considered, I think that we're getting both teams to score at -70 at pretty solid odds. The Real Madrid-Arsenal match is one that I'm quite excited about, both from a watching perspective as well as finding the best odds for. Here's how I'm approaching it, and I'll be very frank about this. The first result, where Arsenal got the win 3-0, was quite a shock to both myself as well as a lot of soccer fanatics out in the world. And while an Arsenal win is not the most surprising part of this, as Real Madrid has looked out of sorts all season, I definitely was expecting for them to get on the board, to at least make the tie in the second leg a little bit easier for themselves. Obviously, as everyone saw, that did not happen. Real Madrid was quite, uninspired taking on the field that day. They did not generate any offense. They did not look like they wanted to be in that match. However, it is, as I've said in the previous podcast, and I'll keep on saying until they show me that this is not the case anymore. Even, and I'm saying this knowing that they are down and in 3-0 in this leg, but I still do think that Real Madrid is synonymous with Champions League. And I've seen him in previously that they have definitely come out of these slumps much stronger. They did win over the weekend, even though it was not necessarily as convincing. And they will be starting this match with full force. At least that is what my assumption will be. They will want to make a statement. They will want to catch up and, you know, lower that deficit as soon as possible. So my main bet for this match will be both teams to score in over 2.5 total goals. Again, a game parlay at -125 on DraftKings. My strongest belief in that is that Arsenal is coming into this match with all confidence of a 3-0 victory, and Real Madrid will be starting the match full force, doing everything that they absolutely can to catch up. So in the process, they might concede. And if they do concede, I also do think that at home, this time they will be scoring goals. So overall, I'm just expecting a goal-filled affair. And with that being said, it makes sense to lean towards the both teams to score in over 2.5 total goals as well. For those not leaning towards both teams to score, as a part of me also believes that there is a chance that, you know, either of these teams can fail to score once again. So in that case, knowing that at least Real Madrid would be starting the match with full force, I could be moved towards a first half over 1.5 total goals as well. It would definitely not surprise me to see this match go over the 1.5 total mark in the first half. And again, this match should be all fireworks. as for the Newcastle and Crystal Palace match, I do think that this one also shapes up to be a very exciting one. And the result here holds a lot more meaning for Newcastle, as if they win, they have the opportunity to jump up to third place in the table. So with that being said, my first leans are towards both teams to score in over 2.5 total goals. Crystal Palace is also a team that can find the net through Mateta and Eberechi Eze constantly feeding. Ismail Assar also proving a threat to be up top. So I think that both of these teams can get on the score sheet. My score prediction is a 2-1 victory to Newcastle. And so with that being said, both teams to score in over 2.5 goals separately, with both teams to score at -160 and over 2.5 total goals at -150 will go well together. So that is what we have for the day. Again, two Champions League matches, Borussia Dortmund taking on Barcelona and Aston Villa taking on Paris Saint-Germain, as well as two NBA playing games in Atlanta Hawks versus Orlando Magic, as well as Memphis Grizzlies versus the Warriors. Again, I'm backing Barcelona moneyline at -105. Aston Villa and PSG, both teams to score and over 2.5 total goals. The Atlanta Hawks at +5.5 and the Grizzlies at +7. And again, looking ahead to Wednesday slate, Inter versus Bayern Munich, I'm taking both teams to score. Real Madrid versus Arsenal, both teams to score and over 2.5 total goals as a game parlay. Newcastle versus Crystal Palace, both teams to score and over 2.5 goals separately. Once again, I'll be back with a full breakdown of how these plays played out, as well as what we have for Thursday's Europa League and Conference League slate, as well as the NBA play-ins on Thursday. Thank you all very much once again, and best of luck with your bets today.